Well, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
It's too early.
That's why today I want to start with something small we can all agree on.
We could have a block party, huh? A big celebration.
Say, that's not a bad idea.
Hey, that's a great idea, block party.
We could put on our own show.
Oh, it'll be wonderful.
Anything to get back to normal, huh?
I'm digging it. I'm feeling it.
All right, let's start.
It's showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It's all up to you if you want to be normal, because you can be. It's the Monica, you just have to fight back. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. And I mean that in all sincerity. I went to my Republican Women's Club meeting last night, had a wonderful dinner. There was probably about 60 of us. One person was wearing a mask, which was great. Everybody else, maskless. Private party. You can get back to normal. You just have to want it enough to actually do it. Monica at 991fmtalk.com. My email is really important right now because I'm having a little glitch in the computer system. I cannot respond to texts. Know that I'm getting your texts. I just can't respond to them. So if you want a response for something, Monica at 991fmtalk.com. Of course, talk and text line 884-9910 and all kinds of fun stuff at that 991fmtalk.com. That being our website is where you can answer our poll question today, which kind of goes along with getting back to normal. Just curious, because a lot of people are getting used to what's going on. Some like it, some don't. Some love it. And is it the way that we're going for the future? So today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Notwithstanding COVID restrictions, do you prefer to work from home or an office? So your choices are home, office, or neither, I'm retired. And then we've also got the other button that you can put in your own answer there. What is it about the office? It's socializing, it's being with other people, it's laughing and, you know, sharing a joke privately if you want to. Hanging out. Getting that adult conversation. So, I want to know what you think about that. Wednesday's poll question, what's the most important issue you would like to see the legislature address this session? The majority of the answers is voter fraud. Either voter fraud or voter ID at the polls or voting integrity. We've got also spending. Declare Nevada a sanctuary state for the First and Second Amendment. Yeah, that shouldn't be something that we have to declare. That we have to fight harder just for our constitutional rights. Mandatory DNA testing before a man's name goes on a birth certificate. I don't know where that one came from, but okay. Just a couple more days. February 1st. I hope you're paying attention to what's going on. H.R. 1, already out there. This is something that is circulating with Republicans. We just talked about it last night. But again, one of the answers on here, in-person paper ballots. Because without that, your voice is not really being heard. Everything else is secondary. Absolutely, 100%. Voter integrity. Voter confidence, that should be priority. It's not going to be, because the Democrats are still running the show in Sisolak. I'm sure something that will be priority is more like something that gives the governor more power in a declared emergency, no matter what it is and why they're declaring it. That can't happen. Because then it goes back to who decides what an emergency is. I mean, we have a lot of snow out there right now. Because of a few, would they get to declare a snow emergency? Don't laugh at that. Because that's what people want Biden to do right now, is to declare a climate emergency. Can you still see the blue sky? Do we still see white fluffy clouds? Do we still have snow falling? We are not in a climate emergency. We're still breathing fresh air. Well, some who refuse to wear the stupid mask. Face diaper, that's, I always love that term. The doctors who are agreeing with all of this are being called domestic terrorists. Actually, that's just that's the new racist term. If you went against the left, if you supported Trump, if you were a Republican, if you supported anything that was anything that had to do with your freedoms or liberties, you were called a racist. Now they've moved on because that got old and people figured out that those people calling you that were stupid. So now we've moved on to you're a domestic terrorist or you're a world terrorist. No, understanding nature, understanding biology, understanding things like secular weather, understanding things like viruses, the differences between man-made and natural, and fighting back and having evidence to back it up from other scientists, that does not make you a domestic or a climate or a world terrorist. That's how they're going to portray you now, and that's how they already have been portraying people. Pushing Biden to declare a climate emergency is the worst thing that could possibly happen to this country. Because you know that the Democrat governors, mayors are going to follow suit, and it's going to be the removal of more of your rights. We're getting too used to working at home. We're getting too used to being shut down, locked up, locked in. And if you live in China, literally locked in. They were padlocking apartment doors so you could not get out. What happens in case of fire? Well, I guess that's the way you were supposed to go out. That's the way they look at it. They're not worried about that. But too many people are enjoying working from home, especially on days like this. Oh, I don't have to go out. That is pushing us to the very edge, to where there's not going to be any turning back from the, as they call it, technocracy, where everything in our lives revolves around tech. Smart houses got it started for us. Now here we are. You can sit in your chair and control all the lights, control the music, the TV. We can just all sit on our fat rumps and not move an inch. working on home robots to bring you your food, your drink, your snacks, whatever you left on the other side of the room. People laugh and think this isn't reality, and it is. Have everything delivered to your home, work from home, go in and get on your computer. They want to keep us from socializing. Because what happens when we go to a bar? What happens when we go out to a nice dinner like I did last night with so many amazing people? And guess what? I've been doing that every month since March. We canceled our January and February meetings, but we've been going since then. On average, 50 or more people. Because there are others out there who understand the value of private communication. Unless you got your Siri next to you because you know she's listening all the time. Here's the problem. If they shut us down to just home offices and working away from people, being away from people, not being able to congregate, look at the attack on churches, then they don't know what we're saying. Now, if we all have to work on the computer, if we all have to do Zoom meetings or Portal or FaceTime or anything else that you can actually see somebody's face, guess what? Every single word you are saying, every gesture you are making is being followed. Every facial expression. Tried to warn you of this. But every year it just keeps getting worse and worse because people do not believe that that is what we are being pushed to. You think it's just a movie. That's why the terms Hunger Games and, well, yeah, Hunger Games. That's a perfect one. Because it all boils down to depending on where you live, what you're going to do, what your status is going to be relegated to. And you're not going to be able to go from district to district, state to state, without some sort of passport. I get it. You know, passport to go into other countries. But a passport to go see family in another state? To go visit another state's attractions? Start reading. The Naked Communist, the Communist Manifesto, the Animal Farm, George Orwell's 1984. And wake yourself up. Because you're not going to listen to anybody else who is putting this information out there. But if you could just read a book on these issues, you might pick it up. When we come back after this break, I really want you to go to 991fmtalk.com at some point today because I just posted a video there last night. And you might remember a statement that was, well, it used to be used a lot. It doesn't get used anymore because I think people are just so over the whole idea of it. And that is taking the moral high ground. That's the problem with this country is, well, and actually the world. It's that one word there, moral. We'll be back on The Monica Jay Show right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
To celebrate LEGO Day, LEGO introduces the COVID Vaccination Clinic playset.
Here it is, and it's already built. Yay!
Your kids will have hours of fun playing Beat the Clock with the pandemic.
Seriously, it's going to be like nonstop drama.
Comes complete with little LEGO doctors and patients, freezer to hold vaccines, syringes.
We're going to need a little sink here so she can keep her hands nice and clean.
And orange cones for the long lines. The LEGO COVID Vaccination Clinic playset.
Thanks, doctor. I feel like a brand new man.
Anti-vaxxer figurines extra.
99.1. The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for the participation in the show today already. And I'm sorry in my last statement if I offended anybody about our big fat rumps. Yes, there are a lot of skinny rumps out there too, but... You know, if we keep going the way we're going with being locked up, then those skinny rumps are going to get bigger and bigger. Just trust me. It's just, you know, we spread in certain ways. And just got another text. Yeah. And COVID is racist. That's not funny because COVID is racist. Remember, they said that if you are of brown skin or black, then you do not have to wear a mask. You do not have to have the vaccination. So what does that tell you? They look at it as it is racist. So let's go to the talk and text lines and check in with Terry this morning. Wants to talk about Biden's latest escapades, but you're going to have to explain which one that is, Terry, because he's doing so many that I think he's trying to get everything covered before they oust him with the 25th Amendment.
Well, you know, Monica, he's doing something now I hope they fight against. When he did that stay on offshore rigs, you know, there's tens of thousands of people and they're good paid jobs that he's cutting out. And what he doesn't understand is we don't all have electric cars. I don't think that that he really knows what the hell he's talking about. And again, people back east, these are old people. Sometimes they heat their houses with oil, and it's the oil that, you know, it's not very good oil. It's not good enough to make high petroleum additives and all that. It's in other words, if there's not oil in it.
Terry, we lost your call. It's probably something weather related, but Terry, I know exactly what you're talking about. Thank you. And that's the unfortunate thing, is this has just been building up to what's going on. Because remember, Newsom came out. This is part of their agenda. He does not care that people are losing jobs. The first thing he swiped out was the Keystone XL pipeline. I mean, that even irked off his liberal friends up in Canada like Trudeau. Come on. You know, when they're mad about something, he's killing jobs everywhere. He's thousands. I think he's up over 100,000 jobs so far. And unions, of course, are speaking out because they voted for him, because he said, you know, he's Lunchbox Joe. He'll take care of them. He's not going to cut any jobs. And by the way, I hope you caught John Kerry's big statement yesterday that, you know, all of these oil jobs that are going away, all of these jobs that are, you know, so good and well paying, you can make solar panels. Didn't Joe do something like that not too long ago that, well, the Republicans kept trying to point out when he said that, well, all these coal miners can learn to write code? This is part of their agenda. Keep telling you this. Go look at Agenda 21, the 2030 plan through the UN, the World Economic Forum. It's all out there. The people in Davos, the people who are controlling your lives, that 1% who is controlling the world. So until you fight back, this is it. This is what you get. You get job-killing legislation. Gavin Newsom putting in for California. We're not going to have petrol cars here after what did he put in? I think it was 2025 or 2030. Yeah. It's going on right in front of our eyes, yet people still refuse to see. And I can only do so much to help that. You have to help educate people too. And if they call you crazy, just start pulling up the sites for them. The official sites from what they're complaining about. The UN, the International Monetary Fund, the World Economic Forum, Bill Gates. They are saying it in their own words. So that's fine. Don't believe your crazy cousin. How about believing Bill Gates that this is what they want to do? They want to depopulate the world. Why? Because fewer people, they're easier to control and manipulate. Exactly like they are doing now. It's your choice. There are a hell of a lot more of us than there are of them. Open your business. Live by the Constitution. Get a hold of Joey Gilbert and get the paperwork you need to show that you have a constitutional right to have your business open without any manipulation from the government. And that includes wearing masks. So if you don't do that, guess what? You're part of the problem. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The talk starts here. Get the conversation going. Call now.
Hello?
99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today and enjoy the snow. I know you got to get out and shovel it and do all this stuff, but you know what? It's better to have it, you know, kind of spread out, not all at once like we're getting it now, but at least we're getting it. It shows that, you know, we do have regular climate out there. So log on to our website today, 991fmtalk.com. Answer today's poll question, notwithstanding COVID restrictions, do you prefer to work from home or do you prefer to work from an office or do you prefer to work from your car? Got a lot of traveling salespeople out there, you know, people that go right to your home. Because we are being pushed in a direction that separates us, that keeps us from communicating directly with each other. And I hope you understand that. Yesterday's poll question, also today's, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. What's the most important issue that you would like to see the legislature address this session? It's what's on everybody's mind. I mean, the things are all the same, but they're written differently. Voter fraud, addressing voter fraud. Let's see. Voter ID at the polls. I like this one. This one's different. Limiting government and political power. Wouldn't that be great? But you know, they're never going to limit themselves, which is just horrendous. While you're at 991fmtalk.com, head on over to my webpage, though, because the second item down is, well, sorry, had to sneeze there. The second item down in the, well, actually, no, I think it's the third item down, is a video that I watched last night that was sent to me that I found so powerful that we have to look at the way that we bow down to authority. Nobody has true authority over you. You are your own entity. The problem is, there are a lot of people out there that don't have morals anymore. I mean, the thought is basic. You don't take what's not yours. You don't damage what's not yours. You don't damage or hurt other people. Property. I mean, it's all there in morals. But we've gotten so far away from that, because where are those morals coming from? They're coming from the nuclear family. They're coming from family, from church, from believing in something. So check out this video, because I think a lot of people will be shaking their heads, yes, because we talk about resistance of authority. And it has been abused so badly right now. I mean, for law enforcement to go out and arrest a woman for sitting in a park watching her kids play. This is where we have to resist. So I titled it under The Myth of Authority, because that is actually what it's called. And I didn't know this, but there's so many. There's Hot, let's see, there's Rumble, there's BitChute, there's YouTube still, YouTube going down the hill for censoring everybody. But I guess there's this other one, it's called Urge, or Huge Tube, UGETube.com. It's very interesting. But I encourage you, you know I support the police. You know I support law enforcement. But too many people are falling into the hypnotism of authority, when it's being misused, it's being misinterpreted, it's being abused. We have to fight against that. Let's go to the talk and text lines, check in with Gene this morning. Gene, let's talk about economic emergencies. What's going on with the economy? What's your thoughts?
Well, I would characterize it more as economic terrorism. And terrorism against the Constitution is what we're seeing rolled out by Democrats and the Biden administration over the last several days. But before I start in on that, I do agree with your concept that we are headed to a point where we're not going to have interstate travel that isn't inhibited by government somewhere down the line here. And I've always viewed the California agricultural checkpoints is something that, even though they're a complete waste of money, are being left in place to suppress travel into California at some future time if you're not driving a car or a vehicle that's approved by the governor of California. And I've always seen that coming, where you would not be able to drive a car into California.
That's a good point, yeah.
That being said, on the economic terrorism and constitutional terrorism, one of the things about the climate fluctuation nutcases out there, and that's the word that I use. We say climate fluctuation. We don't say climate change. The climate's in fluctuation all the time, and it drives these people nuts when that thing comes out of my mouth, or climate fluctuation.
I like that. I'm going to start using that and drive people nuts, because that's all it is.
Yeah, I mean, a few days ago it was sunny and mild and temperate, and now there's 4 feet of snow on the ground, and tomorrow it might be sunny again. So we say climate fluctuation. But on the economic terrorism that we're seeing rolled out, one of the farces of the Democratic Party and liberals and those who at the bottom rungs of the middle class that they dupe to vote for them as their champion and protector, is they are the ones that are going to be most expendable and the most steamrolled by these elitist and economic policies that are going to steamroll the American economy and suppress people's freedom and cause mass gentrification in the economy. And for me, it just seems that these people are expendable, and they don't realize it yet. They're the ones in our economy that labor in the bottom rungs, that are whatever, and they are not going to be able to afford to make the rapid adjustments and the demands that an autocratic democratic government is going to be put on them, and they're the ones going to be most expendable. But on the constitutional terrorism is what we're seeing now, and it's what I alluded to the other day. At some point, we are going to need a massive legal effort that's organized and on the level as the ACLU to go in and challenge, let's say, a Gavin Newsom who's making some proclamations that no petrol engines or cars will be allowed in the state of California in 2025 or 2030. You cannot trample on the Bill of Rights to get a policy objective or trample on the Bill of Rights to obstruct a product or a thing or something that you don't like simply because you don't like it. You know, the Constitution and the Bill of Rights takes precedent over all of the little issues that they're trying to, all the things they're trying to address. And I believe that really, I saw something the other day emerge in a legal brief that Biden was shot down on his moratorium on deportation of illegal immigrants by a court judge the other day. So on that front, that's really the biggest defense for the American people. But economic terrorism works both ways. I would urge the American people who are seeing this rolled out is to counteract that with a boycott, an organized and wholesale bulk boycott of the American economy going forward from this point, and actually bring the entire economy down on their watch. So if you're about to take delivery on a new vehicle, cancel it. If you're about to fill your house with new appliances that you really want but don't need, cancel the delivery of your new appliances. If you're about to remodel your house but it's not needed, I would put a stop to all those discretionary economic purchases that push the economy right now until enough pain is felt over the powers that be that they know they're on political suicide if they don't change what they're doing.
Yeah, because the move has already started literally dividing the country, because Texas now has taken their first step to continue on with their huge movement. I guess we're going to call it Texit, because they want to leave the union. And, well, they're already taking the legal process of it. So, Gene, thank you so much. That's the deal. This has already all been in play. The legislation is out there in different states. We need to take control back of the cities, the counties, the states. We talk about this economic emergency that so many counties are doing around us. Douglas County is now looking at it. White Pine started it. Elko's continuing on with it. And so is Eureka, Nye, Douglas, Lyon. Washoe County refuses to hear anything because of Commissioner Bob Lucey. Jeannie Herman is the only one that is pushing this. So here you have Democrats and Republicans joining together, at least here in Washoe County, to keep this county from opening up due to an economic emergency. There are your politicians for you. There are your elected representatives. They do not have your best interest in heart. It is not about a pandemic. It is about economic turmoil to make change, to make fundamental change in the lives that we live, to fall under more control by governments, and then ultimately one government. They've been telling us this for decades. It's in print. It's on websites. Again, nobody seems to believe it or want to believe it. And the reason that I brought up what we've been talking about with what's going on around us, because if you don't start to take action now, if you don't start taking the time to talk to friends about running for office, the primary elections are the most important elections that we have. The general election, your voting party. That's it. And right wing, left wing, it's all part of the same bird. It's the primary where you find the people who actually represent your values. And that's the hardest thing to come by. Because people will say things to your face that they think you want to hear. You know, like Joe Biden telling union workers, I've got your back. And then killing 100,000 union jobs in the first week. You have to start listening to people and paying attention to what they do. That's why I want you to pay attention to what Bob Lucy is doing right now. What he did in controlling Lemon Valley. Talk with your friends, your family, everybody that you can. Find the good people out there and encourage them to run against incumbents. Encourage them to run against the status quo. There will be money available. There will be people out there willing to donate to your campaign. I made the offer. I don't care if you're a Republican or Democrat when you're running for office. If you've got a message, I want to hear it. You're on the air. It's that simple. And to pay for that airtime, we're going to take a quick break. Cindy, hang on the line. We'll be back right after this on The Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live, local, FM Talk. KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
This is where to say it. Call now at 884-9910.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, your live and local FM talk stations. Cindy's on the line right now to give us an update on what happened at the Washoe County Commissioners meeting being locked out. Hi, Cindy. Thanks for calling.
Yes. Good morning, Monica. Thank you for taking my call. I last spoke with you on January 5th when we had gone to a bunch of citizens had gone to speak to the county commission. And we had been locked out, and then subsequent to our conversation, they finally let us in after they had trespassed one of our leaders and issued her a citation and escorted her from the building. What we're doing now is that we're coordinating our efforts on speaking at the county commission meetings, and I would encourage all of your listeners and residents of Washoe County to go to washoecounty.us/BCC, Board of County Commissioners, and we can find the schedule for meetings there. So what happened on January 26th, this Tuesday, is that there were about a dozen of us who attended and spoke at the beginning of the meeting and spoke specifically to Commissioner Herman's courageous action in asking for an economic emergency declaration, a resolution to be placed on the agenda. And what happened was Chair Bob Lucy was drawn out into the open where he articulated a position where he unilaterally made the decision to not put that resolution on the agenda, speaking only for 1/20th of Washoe County and leaving the rest of the county in the wind. And so in closing comments, I articulated that he has now differentiated, or he's aligned himself similarly to what the governor has done, where he's making unilateral decisions and not allowing the citizens to speak and to have access and observation of the data that they're using to continue these restrictions. So yeah. What I'm asking is that our citizens, if you can, find out when the meetings are, come down and stand with us and speak at the open comments. If you can, make phone calls, send emails. If you have social media, hit social media. Commissioner Herman has taken a bold stand in trying to open the county. So Bob Lucy articulated that he can't do anything. And if he did, it would only apply to the unincorporated areas of Washoe County. So he's opened a door, and we are going to nudge our way through and blow the door open on that.
Cindy, that's ridiculous. Then open up unincorporated Washoe County. Because when the pressure comes to the cities of Sparks and Reno, then they will cave, you know, to the people's will. You have to have that spark, just like seven other counties have done now around the state. It's just
absolutely
no backbone. They just want to follow along and blame Sisolak.
Not only that, but the people have been frightened into the corner, under their beds, mm-hmm. behind their curtains. Mm-hmm. And I'm asking and telling our fellow citizens, do not be afraid. We are the power and the employers of these people. Now, Bob Lucy has designs on CD2. Mark Amaday has designs on the governor's mansion. We will not stand for this kind of weak-kneed, spineless leadership.
Exactly. Cindy, thank you so much for bringing that update and for the experience there, because I do understand that, you know, they're following along with the governor and only 50 people are now allowed in, and that includes staff and commissioners and, you know, anybody else. So get there early if you want to do your speaking, but get with the people who are doing and having the most impact. Cindy, thank you very much for being a lead on this as well. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back and talk about how, well, still out there, the Washoe County School District and what they're doing to silence voices. It's good stuff. Got a special guest after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's the Monica Jay Show.